Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Hobsons Bay City Council to elect the Mayor and Deputy Mayor of the Hobsons Bay City Council. My name is Aaron Van Egmond, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Council. I'll be performing the role of temporary chairperson this evening for proceedings relating to the election of the Mayor in accordance with Rule 2.4 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules. It is my pleasure to welcome you all here this evening, including councillors, officers, honoured guests and members of the press and the public joining us via live stream. Thank you all for attending. In particular, I would like to acknowledge the honoured guests who join us in the council chamber this evening. Dr. Catherine Cumming, MLC, Melissa Sheedy, the 2021 Young Citizen of the Year, former mayors of Hobsons Bay, Angela Altair, Sandra Wilson, and former councillor, John Hogg. The families and guests of councillors of Hobsons Bay. I now ask that everyone please stand for the formal commencement of the meeting with the council welcome and acknowledgement. The Council of Hobsons Bay recognises that it is privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. It respects and values our community backgrounds, customs and beliefs, declares that it will always act impartially to the best of its skill and judgment. Through its deliberations and conduct, Council upholds the Council values to deliver outcomes that enhance the City of Hobsons Bay. Please remain standing for the acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders past and present. Please be seated. This meeting is being live streamed on Council's website to enhance public access to the deliberations of Council. The meeting is also being recorded as a podcast. The recording of the live stream and podcast will be available on Council's website within 48 hours of the Council meeting. I ask that during the proceedings, members of the gallery refrain from making comment and observe the nature and significance of this statutory meeting. I'm sure you'll act in accordance with the appropriate meeting protocols. And should any individual behaviour cause disruption, we'll be asking that person to leave the chambers. I also note that as the meeting is being live streamed, members of the executive leadership team of council are attending online, as are our councillors, Councillor Tony Briffer and Councillor Daria Callender, who should be visible on the screen. Councillors are requested to observe the requirements for conducting virtual council meetings as set out in the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules. Section 394 of the COVID-19 Omnibus Emergency Measures Act 2020 allows councillors to participate in meetings remotely by electronic means of communication. The intention is to ensure the normal ordinary business of council can continue through the use of electronic communication. A member's attendance can only be recorded as present where the member can confirm that they meet all three of the following. They can hear proceedings, they can see other members in attendance and can be seen by other members, and that they can be heard in order to speak. I remind councillors that screens must remain turned on at all times in accordance with the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules, and voting will be by a show of hands that enables those in attendance and those watching a live stream broadcast to clearly see which way a councillor has voted at the time a vote is taken. All councillors being present, there is no need to call for apologies. And I'll move on to item three on the agenda, confirmation of minutes, and to outline that minutes of the council meeting of 12th of October 2021 will be confirmed at the council meeting to be held on 16th of November 2021. We now move to item 4.1 on the agenda, the mayoral focus end of term report. The mayoral focus and end of term report of the outgoing mayor, Councillor Jonathan Marsden. I'll be asking Councillor Marsden to say a few words in response to his end of term report. But before I do, as Chief Executive Officer, I would like to take the opportunity to thank Mayor Marsden for a stellar term. As Mayor, your leadership, integrity and commitment has not only benefited the council, but the community as a whole. And your efforts and advocacy will support the sustainability of Hobsons Bay City Council into the future. So before we go into considering the Mayor's report, I might ask the former Mayor, Councillor Marsden, if he would like to say a few words in response to his report.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I won't take long, and I encourage people to read the document rather than me present it here tonight so that we can keep the proceedings to a minimum. But I would like to take the opportunity to thank a few people. As Mayor, you get to deal on a daily basis with a lot of different people in the organisation, and so many people assist in making the Mayor's duty a productive, efficient and pleasant one. And I'd just like to acknowledge, first of all, the executive assistants to the Mayor and councillors that I've served with over the past 12 months, including Carly Eikens, who is now an EA to the Mayor of Port Phillip, Suzanne Patterson, a former manager of customer service here at Hobsons Bay, and she stepped into that role for a little while to tide us through until we engaged Anna Brown, who is our new executive assistant. And I just want to thank those three women for the sustained support that they offered and their professional manner. Roger Verway, who is the manager of digital services, does a lot, as you can see now, in making a virtual meeting environment work really well. This meeting was stood up in only a few days, and that means that everything has to run smoothly, and it is. And I just want to thank you, Roger, for your efforts and for those of your team. I deal on a daily basis with the people from the governance team in the role of Mayor, and in particular Di Eikens, who's the manager of corporate integrity and our legal counsel. She's been a wonderful advisor, both in law and other matters. And in conjunction with her team, namely Julie Byrne, the Coordinator Governance and Information Management, and all of the other governance officers, have made this role a very easy one to manage from that formal governance point of view. And I will talk to some of the successes that we enjoyed as a council, thanks to the work of the governance team, in a little while. The Mayor is the official spokesperson of Council and, as a consequence, needs to authorise all of the outgoing communications. And I'd just like to recognise Jen Legg, who was the outgoing Manager of Communications, Community Engagement and Advocacy, and who has now moved on to work for the LXRP. And our new Manager of Communications, Community Engagement and Advocacy, Matthew Scanlon, has stepped into the role, and I've enjoyed working very much with those two professionals. We, of course, have our directors, and I want to thank each of them in turn. There's so much to attribute to their enormous appetite for hard work and their professionalism and their availability. Penny Winslade, Director of Sustainable Communities, who's here tonight with us, is worthy of mention, along with Sanjay Manivasagasivam, Director of Infrastructure City Services, and Andrew McLeod is the Director of Corporate Services. And they're here virtually, and I'd just like to acknowledge the contribution of all three directors. They really are the heart of the council and enormously valuable resource for their boss, the Chief Executive of the City of Hobsons Bay, Aaron Van Egmond, who is the Chair tonight. Aaron has seen this city through a couple of years of really tough conditions in COVID. And I'll speak a bit more about what it's been like to govern during COVID, but I wanted to acknowledge Aaron's extraordinary contribution. And then, of course, Sylvia and Freya, my wife and daughter, who have kept the TV volume down when I've been on virtual meetings in the other room. I've had to run out occasionally and change the Netflix channels, but I just wanted to thank you for putting up with what has been a strange year for everyone when it comes to looking after children at home and working from home, both of us in different parts of the house. Finally, I'd like to thank and acknowledge the people of Hobsons Bay. You in the gallery, our friends and neighbours, the volunteers, the people who have kept the city running for the past 2 years and throughout these two lockdowns. It's been an amazing community response, and I'll talk a bit more about that in a second, but we're here to serve the people of Hobsons Bay. We make decisions on behalf of and in the best interests of the people of Hobsons Bay, and it's them that are foremost in my mind and for which I'm grateful. I mentioned the COVID situation. We, I suppose, were typical of the middle ring councils in that we had a fairly good vaccine take-up and had good support from the state government. But we had an outbreak, as you know, in Newport and Altona North, which was quite alarming at the time. And when my fellow councillors got together, as we did on a Friday, to talk about the COVID situation, they wanted to alert the government as to the escalating number of case numbers. And so we wrote to the Minister for Health, and within an hour or so had a really urgent response where they mobilised a pop-up vaccination hub, which we housed at the Altona Badminton Centre, administered by Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal, who coincidentally is the 2021 Hobsons Bay Citizen of the Year, and who has the legal authority to run a vaccine clinic. And then we staffed partially the vaccine clinic with people from the council, officers who were otherwise not engaged because of the shutdown, people from the library, people from local laws, people from different parts of the organisation. And the combination of all three levels of government working together on a concentrated, localised and very convenient vaccination hub at the Altona Badminton Centre meant that we could quickly get on top of the case numbers. Very soon after we stood up that hub, there was another one established at the Australian Islamic Centre, and that's carried the bulk of the vaccination work in Hobsons Bay, only shutting down yesterday, I believe. And so from a very scary escalation in case numbers in the community, we quickly got on top, and now we're pretty much tracking the state average when it comes to vaccination. So I wanted to recognise all of the people who worked collaboratively to bring that together, including officials from the Department of Health, the Health Minister, our member for Williamstown, Melissa Horn, Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal and his clinic, as well as all of the people who have worked under the direction of Penny Winslade to make that happen. The other thing I wanted to call attention to, in addition to that, those items in the report, are the an extraordinary experiment we undertook a few months ago to clear the backlog of citizenships. Over the last 2 years, the number of people looking to have citizenship conferred on them by the council has grown. And I think at some point we got to a peak of about 350 people who were waiting to get their citizenship, and it was pretty awkward because obviously it puts people's lives on hold, particularly if they wanted to apply for a job in the Commonwealth Public Service or join the military or get married in some cases or travel. So we resolved to have a series of Zoom meetings where we would have a dozen participants at a time. We would listen to the national anthem and we would meet everyone who was looking to take out citizenship. Then once we'd got to know each other, we went through a very truncated ceremony and conferred those citizenship ceremonies. And the ex-mayors in the audience, including Dr. Cumming, who was ex-mayor of Maribyrnong, would know the excitement and the significance of chairing and presiding over a conferral of citizenship for our residents. And the reason I mention it was because we very quickly got through that backlog, and I'd like to congratulate the governance team again for their willingness to work quickly and professionally and in a challenging technical environment to make it work. So I'm very proud of that achievement, and it was a wonderful experience. And I think the people who took out citizenship, although they weren't in person and they weren't in town halls and they missed out on the sandwiches, still had the opportunity to participate in a meaningful ceremony. But I won't take up any more of your time. I just wanted to finish by thanking my colleagues, the Council of Hobsons Bay. We're a year in now into the new term, and we've come together well as a team. You, each of you, have demonstrated that you are serious representatives of your community. You're all about the people of Hobsons Bay. And I just wanted to recognise your professionalism and your dedication. I've been really impressed. Everyone on this council is fair dinkum and dedicated to serving the people of Hobsons Bay. So thank you for that. Thank you to my Deputy Mayor, Councillor Daria Callender. And thank you to all of my colleagues on the Hobsons Bay City Council. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. I will ask that the councillors note that there's a recommendation in the papers that council notes the progress made on initiatives and activities that were identified as focus areas for the 2020-21 mayoral term by Councillor Jonathan Marsden, and ask if any councillor would like to move that or an alternate motion.
Happy to move, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Tyler. Do we have a seconder?
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Councillor Tyler, I'll now ask you if you'd like to speak to the motion.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. I'll keep it brief. Just want to acknowledge Mayor Marsden for your leadership through a really challenging year. I think your calm, your steadiness has served not just this council well, but has served our community well. I know tonight is about the election of the mayor and the deputy mayor, and so I'll keep it at that, and look forward to sharing additional reflections this coming Tuesday evening. But thank you, Mayor Marsden, for your leadership.
Thank you kindly, Councillor Tyler.
Thank you, Councillor Tyler. Councillor Hempel, a seconder, would you like to say a few words?
Just briefly, concur with what Councillor Tyler said. Councillor Marsden's done a fantastic job, and anyone who would like to look at the agenda and look at his report, you can see some clear focuses in there, particularly his passion of the environment, and he's done a very good job, and particularly championing those causes that he sees an alignment with. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Would any other councillors like to speak to the motion? Okay, so there not being any further speakers, I'll ask by a show of hands for councillors to vote. All those in favour? All those against? It's carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillor Marsden, and thank you, councillors. We now move on to the main event for this evening, which is the election of the mayor. And I have a bit of a preamble to read out to you. I note that the procedure for the election of the mayor will follow Section 25 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Section 2 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules. 5.1 on the agenda is the determination of the mayoral term. In accordance with Section 26 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Rule 2.1.2 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules, Council must resolve whether the mayor is to be elected for a one-year or a two-year term. I note that the recommendation before Council is to elect the mayor for a term of 1 year and to elect both the mayor and deputy mayor for that mayoral term. Can I ask for a mover of Council?
So moved.
Councillor Callender, the mover. Can I seek a seconder?
Seconded.
Was that you, Councillor Marsden?
Yes.
Thank you. So, Councillor Callender, would you like to speak?
Nothing to add to that, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Callender. Councillor Marsden, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you. Nothing to say. Thank you.
And I'll invite any other councillors who would like to speak to the motion. There not being, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Now we move to item 5.2, the election of the mayor. I note that councillors are, I would like to just note that in the election of the mayor, councillors are entitled to one, to only vote once. In accordance with section 25.5 of the Local Government Act 2020 and rule 2.6.7 of the Hobsons Bay Governance Rules, if an absolute majority of councillors cannot be obtained at the meeting to elect the mayor, council may resolve to conduct a new election at a later specified time and date. Councillors, I'll now call for nominations for the office of mayor for 2021-22.
Mr Chair, I would like to nominate Councillor Peter Hemphill for the office of mayor for 2021-22.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. So you'd like to nominate Councillor Hemphill. Councillor Hemphill, do you accept that nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Thank you, Councillor Hemphill. I would also like to ask, are there any other further nominations for the office of mayor from councillors?
Mr CEO?
Yes, Councillor Briffin?
Yes, I'd like to nominate someone, please.
Yes, who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate Daria Callender. Councillor Callender.
So Councillor Briffin nominating Councillor Callender. Councillor Callender, do you accept that nomination?
I do not accept that nomination at this point in time, Mr Mayor.
Mr Mayor?
Mr CEO, sorry, it's been a year with Jonathan as mayor, and apologies for that, Mr CEO.
No, thank you,
Councillor. Mr CEO, given that Councillor Callender has rejected that nomination, I'd like to nominate Councillor Grimer.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Briffa. So, Councillor Briffa nominating Councillor Grimer. Councillor Grimer, would you like to accept that nomination?
No, Mr CEO, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Grimer.
Thank you, Mr CEO. I'd like to nominate Councillor Tyler.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. So Councillor Briffa would like to nominate Councillor Matt Tyler to the position of mayor. Councillor Tyler, do you accept that nomination?
No, I don't, Mr CEO.
Okay. Well, I won't waste anyone's time by nominating Councillor Sutton to go. I imagine the answer will be the same. So in that case, I'd like to nominate myself. And, of course, I accept that nomination from myself.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Briffa. So Councillor Briffa is self-nominating for the position of mayor for 2021-22. So thank you, Councillor Briffa. Are there any further nominations for the position of mayor for the next year? Okay, so there not being any further nominations, we then have two nominations for the mayoral position for 2021-22. And I will now go through and seek a show of hands in order of those nominated. And as I mentioned earlier, all councillors may only vote once, and we need an absolute majority of four councillors minimum to be to determine the mayoral position. So with that, I'll ask councillors by show of hands to those in support of Councillor Hemphill for the position of mayor, if I could get a show of hands. So there being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, So there's five, and all those against?
I think there were six votes, CEO.
Sorry, I might just call that again if I could, and I'll just read out who I can make sure that I can see. So by show of hands, all those in favour of Councillor Hempel? So Councillor Marsden, Councillor Hempel, Councillor Sutton-Legault, Councillor Grimer, Councillor Tyler and Councillor Callender. So with that, there being six votes, I won't need to go to the second vote for Councillor Councillor Briffa, as Councillor Hempel has met the minimum requirement of four to be elected to the position of Mayor for 2021-22.
And can I call for a division, please? Let's record it in the minutes.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Briffa. So calling for a division, all those who are in favour of Councillor Hempel, please show of hands. So four is Councillor Marsden, Councillor Hempel, Councillor Sutton-Legault, Councillor Grimer, Councillor Tyler, and Councillor Callender. And those against? Councillor Briffa. So the motion is carried, and Councillor Hempel is elected to the position of Mayor. Congratulations, Councillor Hempel. So congratulations, Councillor Hempel. As you are now doing, I'll ask you to come forward to be robed and receive the mayoral jewel of office. I will, if you've got your robe and your gown on, Councillor Hempel, just getting a couple of photos with the former mayor. I would ask members of the gallery and councillors to congratulate Councillor Hempel for thank you. So now I would, I'd like to hand over the chair of tonight's meeting to Councillor Hempel to take us through to the conclusion of the meeting and the following year. Over to you, Councillor Hempel.
Thank you, Mr. CEO, and thank you to my colleagues. I'm going to start by thanking my fellow councillors for their support. As some of you would know, this will be my third stint as mayor after 22 years on the council, and I feel just as honoured this time round as I was the first time I was elected as mayor. It's a big honour to serve as the leader of the council. There have only been, I think, two other Hobsons Bay councillors who have served as mayor three times, and one of them is sitting right in front of me, Angela Altair. And I must say, you know, we've been through it thick and thin over the years, and very pleased to emulate her good record. The other one, by the way, is Councillor Bill Barini. And, I was very glad to have the honour of serving for a third time as mayor. As some of you know, I'm a bit of a history buff, and I've been researching and writing a book on the Hemphill family, which stretches across Australia and the US, since their ancestors left Northern Ireland in the 1850s and 60s. And I've documented all 139 of the hemp pools in Australia and more than 1,100 in the US. And out of those, there's only been three mares, one in the US in a place called Cinnaminson, New Jersey, and two in Australia, myself and my grandfather, who lived in Rapanyup, and he was Shire President, which is equivalent now of the mayor. And he was mayor twice in the 1950s. So I've now pipped him out by one. So speaking of Rapanyup, I'd like to tell you that my mother is listening in this evening from there and couldn't be here tonight. And unfortunately, the rest of my family couldn't be here because they're scattered all over the globe and around Australia. But I know Emmy and Yuma in Canada won't be watching now because of time differences, but Cody is in WA and I believe he's on live watching this as well. So all of Yarkas and my kids have probably only known me as a counsellor and as a dad, I guess, of course. But from the time they were young kids, you know, all their memories of me is being involved in council. And indeed, Cody was only 5 months old when I was first elected and Emmy wasn't even born. But they've been strong supporters and good workers when it comes to election time. So we've put them through the... Oh, I put them through the woodwork over that. So hello to all my family who are listening in. I'm going to digress a bit now and acknowledge... A person who has just completed their second term, Councillor Jonathan Marsden. And that is a great achievement too, to get a second stint as mayor. Councillor Marsden has had a big job during the past year because a good part of that, we're all in, sometimes in lockdown, but had to deal with COVID and also the dynamics of having four new faces on the council and all getting to know each other and getting to know what their dreams and aspirations are. And also COVID, as Councillor Marsden pointed out earlier, has served up quite a few curved balls. But I'm sure those around the table and those in by video link are... would say that Councillor Marsden has done a sterling job and led with much aplomb and, as Councillor Tyler said earlier, cool and calm. So he always has that manner about him and I only hear good things about him through the community. He is very highly regarded. And I'm sure I will be seeking his advice at times too and his guidance as well. Because even though I've been here the longest, you still learn newer things, particularly about technology, which is not my greatest strength, as most of you would know. So I'm going to digress a bit and make a presentation to Councillor Marsden for the past year of service as mayor and... with what's called the drop here, replaced Merrill chains many years ago. We had an Altona and a Williamstown Merrill chain, but we've done away with that with our own drop. And as custom, at the end of that Merrill term, you get a replica of that. And you can't see it now, but behind here is... a couple that I've already got, and I see Councillor Altair has one as well. And I'd like to make a presentation to Councillor Marsden for a replica of the drop. Also, two other gifts.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, that's lovely.
For those that can't see, that's a record of a lot of the activities Councillor Marsden's been involved in during the year.
Oh, wow. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
And also, I won't lift this. It might break my back. But this plant here.
Oh, that is terrific. That's it's a bonsai banksia.
It is.
Thank you so much.
No worries. And while I'm here, there's also a presentation to the outgoing Deputy Mayor Councillor Daria Callender. It's sitting here, and I know she's on screen. But we'll present that to her physically at another time.
And Freya's got chocolate on her mouth in the photo. But I cleaned it off before she came in the chamber.
So I hope most people that heard that live streaming, because I was away from my microphone. As all councillors know, you can't do the job as mayor without the support of their partner. So I'd like to acknowledge Councillor Marsden's partner, Sylvia Colonetti, for all her support during the year, and also daughter Freya, who doesn't have chocolate on her mouth tonight. But I'm probably going to say that I reckon Freya went to more council events than me this year. Always saw her on the back of the electric double-seated bike. So can I ask former Mayor S. Nell, Sylvia, to come forward? And if you wouldn't mind leaving your mask there behind. So my we just heard tonight about Councillor Marsden's mayoral program. Mine will be detailed at a later date, but I will know I'll continue some of the things that that Councillor Marsden is there, and particularly the unique Hobsons Bay Solar Power Network, which is for those that don't know about what we've done, we have a virtual energy and network which allows us to put solar panels on buildings, including this newest renovation here, and then we export the power to other buildings that Hobsons Bay owns. So it's a great program, all designed by our amazing CEO, Mr. Mr. Van Egmond. Thank you. And I'd like to note that we have a fantastic executive leadership team and great people right through the organisation, and I look forward to working more closely with the executive leadership team in the next year. And I've got to say to Mr. Van Egmond and the team, the residents are really noticing the fantastic work you've done, particularly in the last 3 years, and what they're doing, what you're doing at the moment. And excuse me, Councillors Tyler, Greema, Councillors Marsden, and myself saw one of those only a couple of days ago in the fantastic extension of the Altona Sports Centre, and I think we'd all agree it was just amazing to see the work that's been done there. And that's pretty exemplified about a number of the other things that we see around. And the other one that I see a lot around is trees, and I get a lot of reports and thanks for the amount of trees were planted. So thank you to the executive leadership team for putting in place all the things that we want to see happen around Hobsons Bay. And I guess the next point I'd like to make is that I look forward to working with my councillor colleagues, and particularly the Deputy Mayor, whoever that might be, and we'll find that out in a few minutes, I think. I think we can continuously work in harmony with the ELT for the betterment of Hobsons Bay. Lastly, I want to thank a few people. Again, my council colleagues for giving me the honour of to lead Hobsons Bay City Council for the third time. My friends who are able to come along here tonight. And most importantly, my wife, Yako. And some of you would know that she is the real backbone of our family. Provided me with enormous amount of support over the 22 years since the former Williamstown Newport Spotswood Residents Association asked me if I would stand for council along with Councillor Altair. And I don't know, I think we could say we've ever regretted that. And you know, Yako has been rock solid support. Probably gets annoyed with me when I come home on a Tuesday night after a council meeting and tell her what's going on, but she's seen it all the way through. And we've had a lot of fun together, particularly in the first and the second time that I was mayor, and as probably the other mayors in the past would know, it is a lot of enjoyment, and particularly going to functions and meeting the people and just being with them. So I'm sure we'll have another great time in this next year. So I'm going to ask if the new mayoress can come forward and take her mask off. That's quite unusual, I should point out, by the way. Japanese people don't like to kiss in public. thank you. We'll now move on to the rest of the meeting. And if I just collect my agenda here. So I'm just going to throw it open to any other councillors who would like to speak.
If I may, Mayor, I just wanted to, as the outgoing Mayor, wish you all the very best. And I didn't spend much time in that office, but it's a really nice place. And Robbie's put some beautiful plants up for you as well. So I hope you have a lovely, productive year, an enjoyable year. And I very much look forward to supporting your mayoral program when you come to announce it. Good luck.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden.
Mr. Mayor, new Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say a few words, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm really delighted, happy, proud to have Councillor Peter Hempel as our Mayor. I knew Peter for several years before I joined the Council through his involvement with SeaWorks and his commitment to protecting heritage buildings and precincts around the municipality. As he said, Peter was first elected to Hodgson's Bay City Council in 1999, Peter, and now it's his seventh term as councillor. As we know, each councillor is elected by their ward residents, but once we join the council, you know, we're required to act on our governance principles, and I really think that we have a mayor who can do what he says he's going to do, who is decisive and acts strategically, and will act for all of Hobson's Bay. And we've seen that in all the things that Peter has been involved in. He supported projects right across the municipality. And so I'm really delighted to have him as our mayor. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sutton. And just on that point of when I first got elected with Councillor Altair, so we go back another century. open to anyone else to speak if they so wish. Then I will then move on to the next item on the agenda, and that being the election of the Deputy Mayor. And can I... So I need to point out that...
I would like to nominate...
Councillor Briffer, if you wouldn't mind...
Thank you, I'd like to nominate...
Sorry, Councillor Briffer, if you could just wait one moment.
Oh, sure, sorry. I can't hear you very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try and speak up then. We now commence the election of the Deputy Mayor in accordance with Rule 2.8.2 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules. The election of the Deputy Mayor will follow the same procedure for the election of the Mayor. I note also that the term of the Deputy Mayor will be the same as the term resolved for the Mayor in accordance with the Section 27(1) of the Local Government Act 2020. So, councillors, I'll now call for nominations for the office of Deputy Mayor for 21-22.
I would like to nominate Councillor Greemer for Deputy Mayor.
Councillor Greemer, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Mayor Hempel, I do accept the nomination.
Thank you. Are there any other further nominations for Deputy Mayor? Then, if there are none, I will declare that Councillor Greemer will be the Deputy Mayor for 21-22. Thank you. And congratulations to you, Councillor Greemer, and I look forward to working with you closely over the next year. Thank you. With that, that ends really the proceedings for the evening, and I will now close the meeting.
Mayor Hempel, would you be open to perhaps Councillor Greemer sharing a few
sure.
words
sure.
and then perhaps anyone else as well?
Sure. Councillor Greenway, if you'd like.
Sorry, everyone, I'm a bit flustered because wasn't sure what was happening, having two young babies and all that. So, I'm going to accept it. Wow, what am I doing? I just wanted to start off saying I'm honoured to serve this community. I'm equally proud that I'm serving a role my father, Deputy John Hogg, served in Hobson Bay. He's an activist, feminist, and a great man, and the best... And a great father who's been a great mentor to all my siblings and to the community. From the age of three, I remember both my parents, equally my mum and my dad, my mum Poppy Hogg, not just serving their community that they lived in or worked in, they served everybody. They were open to everything, and it did not benefit them to do that, but they loved to support the community. And that's what they taught my siblings. I've decided to follow that role since the age of three, to serve a community, not just the wetlands, as hard as it is. I'll be going to the Strand, I'll be going to Cherry Lake, I'll be still here for wetlands. Luckily I got Councillor Tyler by my side, because he'll serve the wetlands really well, as he is. And I'm equally proud to be... joining the councillor and deputy mayor Ant Gretch and deputy Hogg, born and bred bambinos from the wetlands, I'm added to the group. Yes, a woman. I want to give thanks to my husband. You're my rock. You're a fantastic father and someone to speak to. My beautiful children, Robbie, you're here. I love you. My beautiful baby, David, and my beautiful siblings who've seen it all with me. They're like, what are you doing? But we support you. And my mum always said, give it a go. Give it a go. What are you doing? Put your hand up. And I want to equally thank my grandmother who's watching. She's not here with us, Dora, Angela, my other grandmother, and my grandparent, my grandfather, George, and Manoli. You were also very humble, kind-hearted people, and that's where me and my siblings also got a good heart. So thank you so much. God bless everyone, and thank you.
Well done. Councillor Greenway, and I guess my interest in local government spans two generations, but one missing in between, and obviously you've spanned two generations, but in consecutive generations. It's a great honour, isn't it? Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Tyler, I can see. Councillor Greenway, can I... Yep.
Councillor Briffer, as the nominator, I'll defer to you, but then I'll speak subsequently.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Such an honour. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Councillor Greenway, congratulations on becoming elected Deputy Mayor. Well deserved, and it's going to be great for the community as well. You're a wonderful community representative. You're a wonderful person. And, I've known you for a very long time. You have been involved in the community for a very long time. You're very passionate about what you do. Your heart is in the right place. And that's, if there's anything I hear about you all the time from residents, is that you've got a great heart. And you really do. I'm looking forward to the year ahead. I'm very happy to have the privilege of nominating you for this role. I'm glad that you're elected unopposed. And, really look forward to the year ahead. Because you're going to flourish in this role. I really do think that. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Briffer, and it was remiss of me not to throw to you first as a nominee, but it's hard to sort of manage it with two remote and five in the room. Councillor Tyler.
Thank you, Mayor. Deputy Mayor Grimmer, congratulations. It's been a... It's been a pleasure working with you this last year as my wetlands colleague. You are so very, very, very committed to our community, Councillor Grimmer. Jonathan touched on this, former Mayor Marsden touched on this right up front, that's the role we play. That's why we're in the roles we're in. And you are certainly so very, very committed to doing all you can, and you're a fierce advocate. You're a fierce advocate, particularly for inclusion, for justice, and you really feel it. You feel it in the depths of your heart. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate working with you to make our community just that little bit better. I know your family's tuned in, and it's been a pleasure getting to know them. And I guess I want to acknowledge Joe, your two beautiful boys, David and Robbie, your old man. You're following in his footsteps as a deputy mayor. And of course, Poppy, who I've really enjoyed getting to know as your colleague. So congratulations. I wish you all the very, very best. I know you're going to do an absolute stellar job. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Tyler. Anyone else to speak? Councillor Marsden?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm so glad that you accepted the nomination. Thank you for nominating the new Deputy Mayor, Diana Grimmer. You'll do wonderfully. Your reputation is solid. Your heart and your concern, your dedication is evident. And I'll proudly support you and the Mayor to realise those things that you've been fighting for your community. And I very much look forward to working with you. Congratulations, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Anyone else wish to speak?
Just to echo all the words that have been said before, congratulations, Diana. I look forward to working with you, as usual, but in your new capacity.
Good. And again, I also echo those words, particularly I've picked up from Councillor Tyler and Councillor Mars, and I think Councillor Briffer about your heart being in the job. There's no doubt about that. So that ends the formalities for this evening, and so I'm going to officially close the meeting, and I look forward to getting out and about, sometimes with Councillor Grimmer, to see our community once all the restrictions allow us to do a lot more. Thank you very much for coming tonight. Cheers.